Third letter.
We have a God who is infinitely gracious and knows all our wants. I always thought that he would reduce you to extremity. He will come in his own time and when you least expect it. Hope in him more than ever. Thank him with me for the favors he does you, particularly for the fortitude and patience which he gives you in your afflictions. It is a plain mark of the care he takes of you. Comfort yourself then with him, and give thanks for all. I admire also the fortitude and bravery of Mr. Blank. God has given him a good disposition and a good will, but there is in him still a little of the world and a great deal of youth. I hope the affliction which God has sent him will prove a wholesome remedy to him and make him enter into himself. It is an accident very proper to engage him to put all his trust in him who accompanies him everywhere. Let him think of him the oftenest he can, especially in the greatest dangers. A little lifting up the heart suffices. A little remembrance of God, one act of inward worship, though upon a march and sword in hand, are prayers which, however short, are nevertheless very acceptable to God. And far from lessening a soldier's courage in occasions of danger, they best serve to fortify it. Let him then think of God the most he can. Let him accustom himself by degrees to this small but holy exercise. Nobody perceives it, and nothing is easier than to repeat often in the day these little internal adorations. Recommend to him, if you please, that he think of God the most he can in the manner here directed. It is very fit and most necessary for a soldier, who is daily exposed to dangers of life, and often of his salvation. I hope that God will assist him and all the family, to whom I present my service, being theirs and yours.